Good morning. This should get lifted. I'm so tired. This is one funny morning. Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning.
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
I'm Jenny Colford from Carroll's Crossing, New Brunswick, Canada, and you're watching One Funny Morning with your host, Dina Blizzard.
Hey, Jenny, nice to meet you. I love when the Canadians join us. How is everybody? My face isn't up yet, so don't look at it. Do you ever look at your face in the morning and like at your house? You're like, I look great. And then you go to work and then you see your face, you're like, I don't think I'm even up. Something is not right. My hair is on point. This is still doing whatever it wants, but my face isn't up. Blame that on the lighting. Done. I blame the lighting. Good morning. Good morning. No, I just feel like my face isn't up. Lou, come say hi. Does it feel like it feels like Thursday happened, then Friday happened, and then the weekend, and now it's Monday. Does anybody? I don't know what it is. Lulu's meds at. Who knows if she got them? I'll have to ask Brooke whenever she gets up. It's all the stress from yesterday. Maybe I got to get scotch tape and do this. Ooh. Oh, look. My whole family has COVID. Esther, I'm over here like, Esther, look at my face though. I'm sorry, Esther, that sucks. But Esther, look at my face. Okay, I'm gonna stop doing that. Why does it feel like the second Monday this week? That's what I'm saying, Jessica. That's what I'm saying. I know, Penny is like, please don't rush to this weekend. I went fishing this morning and now I don't feel like working. Okay. Jeremy, when you say stuff like, I just did all this stuff this morning and your face is still sleeping, like, it makes me mad at you. You should have said, Dina, I have done absolutely nothing. And it looks like someone punched me in the face while I was sleeping. That would make me feel better. But the fact that you've already gotten up, you've killed some fish and probably drove somewhere, I'm guessing, because you can't do that in your yard. Like, you had a whole thing that happened. All I had to do was walk down this hallway, and I still feel tired. Anyway, I seem to only catch lives when I'm at work. Mm-hmm. Paula's like, I'm still in bed. Thank you. Christy, everything's going to be fine. Spending the day with your husband who is off. All right, Christy, listen, sometimes life happens and it's going to be fine. You have come to the place where life happens. And sometimes when life happens, it is not fun. But the best you can hope for is good hair and time and maybe candy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Going to the New York State Fair today. Oh, that's nice. Boob, you coming up? You want to come say hi? Is today going to be the day? Who's going to come up and say hi today? Let's see. That's it, Missy. Time and candy. Mm-hmm. Oh, who's up? Mm-hmm. I wake up with CPAP lines on my face. You know what? Anne-Marie, thank you. Please don't touch that bagel that's currently defrosting. Okay, where is your, okay, all right. Someone was drinking last night, is what I think. you're missing the only piece of clothing you're supposed to have on, aka your collar. You can't sit up straight, and you're looking at the camera. You're drunk. Okay. All right. What is wrong with you? I think you're in worse shape than I am. What happened last night? It's like you woke up without panties on. What? I've been you. And it, A, was fun. And B, I have questions. I have questions. Yeah, she's drunk and naked. I mean, let's clean you up a bit. You can't show up to work like this. Girl, get it together. Get it together. What is your name? Who are you? Okay, that's better. That's better. Yeah. Yeah. What is good? Please tell us what kind of night you had. I went to bed early. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Listen. Yeah. Let's eat bagels together. What happened last night? What time did you go to bed? She's like, well, the first time or the third time? Okay, let's just do this. Okay, drunkard. I'm not sure why you're having a hard time standing today. But girl, I see you. I see you. Sweater weather is coming. Yeah, and she went to the after party. You know she went to the after party. Did we ever see your backyard reveal? Not yet. Here's where I am as a person. I have so many things that I have to do. I'll have what she's had. That at this point, the very next thing on my plate is get these kids the hell out of here. I don't know about anybody else. But for a lot of people, it was like, I can't wait for school to start. And I was with you. But now when school starts, they leave. And I need that to happen. Because I like cleaning up after myself. That's what I've learned. I'm a fan. I used to clean up after everyone. And I accepted that for, I don't know, 27 years. And now I don't accept it. And now I would like to just go back to, okay, I guess she's feeling better. Cleaning up after myself. And I need them to leave in order for that to happen. So... right? What if I just pull this hair in front of my face? Better, better. When you come, that's what the secret is. The older you get, the more you should cover your face. Kim, I would love to see all my renovations, but I'm going to be honest, they look better when there were no kids here. Okay. Uh-huh. I had such a nice house when it was just me. I know. I need a jar like that for coffee. Oh my gosh, yesterday, please don't look at the bagel. It's defrosting. Yesterday, all right. Okay. I was drinking out of my vase, and then I noticed that Brooke had 14 glasses out. And I said, Brooke, can you just get a vase? Now that's not a sentence that I've said to anyone, but I'm going to buy her a vase and be like, you are no longer allowed to use tiny cups. Because instead of just using one vase, which would be super weird, I get it. She's using 14 cups and I can't take it. I just can't. So my next thing is replace all cups with vases. My hair today, it's like it wants to go higher and higher and higher. I have a gallon-sized water bottle and I love it. That's it. Yeah. My co-host cat is sitting on my lap demanding I pet him and to quit typing comments. Well, it must be animal day. Mm-hmm. Oh, YouTube. I keep forgetting. Somebody got to say YouTube earlier. Stop looking at the bagel. Hey, YouTube. Sometimes I forget things in the morning. Okay. Good morning, YouTube. You didn't miss much. My face isn't up. Jeremy went fishing. And Lulu wants love and might be drunk. So, yep. Yeah. Just remind me. a live to YouTube. So anyway, all right. So I sent myself some articles. Let me see which one I want to tell you about. Okay. This one is amazing. Hold on. I couldn't find, yeah, we do Facebook and YouTube at the same time. I found this article and I want to click on it because I'm hoping, I couldn't find pictures yesterday, but this tickled me. And I'm sure it will tickle you. Here we go. All right, I'm going to show you the picture first because it's so stupid. But I was like, I love this lady. I want to be her. Because it's fantastical. I couldn't get good pictures of it though. Hold on, hold on. Let me just. All right, let's just read the article. Let me do that. Hold on. Boom. That's not the right one. You guys are here. All right, here we go. All right, this is an article for every person that is at a job that for some reason requires you to look a certain way. Now you're like, oh, Dean, I don't have a uniform. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, okay, for instance, Lisa Horesco, she has blue hair. I love her blue hair and I feel like it fits her. And, but if Lisa went to certain jobs, they might say, Lisa, that is not the corporate environment that we want to have here. So there was a girl who said that her company, she has pink hair, her company started to tell her that she couldn't have pink hair. So she started wearing terrible wigs to her job that banned her pink hair. She said, easing up on things regarding tattoos and hair color, except one woman named Emily was told she needed to cover up her pink hair after she accepted a job. She's 29 years old. She's been dyeing her hair for a job I work at 40 hour week wasn't, dyeing my hair for a job that I work at 40 hours a week wasn't an option. I'm a self-expressive person. I feel confident with pink hair. So I came up with a solution. So she just keeps wearing awful wigs. And all of the wigs have names and they're not good. And I love everything about it. Hold on, it's taking a minute. It's taking a minute to refresh, hold on. And okay, I didn't say that. I don't know where that came from. That was a lot of cursing. Okay, either way, this girl wears these horrible wigs to work and I'm all about it. Okay, I don't know what I'm doing. I gotta stop. That wouldn't allow facial hair. Yeah. So the wigs are awful. I found them at some point, but I can't find them now. But they're just awful. They're just, she looked like Ronald McDonald in some of them. And she said, like, listen, maybe you can say, like, hold on, I gotta cut this bagel. I'm sorry. She said, maybe you'll say, like, I can't have pink hair. Fine, I'll put a blonde wig on. But they're just hideous wigs. They're just hideous. Uh-huh. No. Oh, you didn't hear it? Okay, good. It's a lot of cursing. I'm almost positive this is where I cut one of my fingers off. I'm so hungry. This stupid bagel is frozen. And I'm almost positive this is not the greatest way to do this. Maybe I should have cut them before I froze them. I don't know. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to do this. And it's not even that good of a bagel, but it's gluten-free and I don't have joy. So it doesn't even look like a bagel. Like, I feel like I should just give up this endeavor. This is a lot of work for something that isn't even going to taste that good. Did I have dinner last night? Does anybody know? I did. The rice that broke me. It wasn't good. Okay. It's like a hockey puck. Okay. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm just, some days I wake up really hungry. This don't even look. Okay. It's not real. Let me just stick it in the, hold on. You guys talk to each other. You're not getting a big. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Here we go. We don't have commercial breaks here, so I have to create my own. That is not a bagel. It does not look appealing at all. I know. Anyway. So the wig thing, I just wanted to mention, even though I don't have good pictures of it, I just want you to know that she's hideous. And it just brings me such joy. And I think she loves that she looks hideous and ridiculous. Yeah, so I am a tempting fate. If you can't even cut it, how are you going to eat it? Well, that's the thing. Let me cover this. That's the thing with gluten-free food is you can't like want it. And it won't taste good. But it's all you have. And so I'm going to cover it with cream cheese once it's toasted almost to the point where it's just burnt. Oh, good Lord, my toddler is cranky, teething. I'm not sure who could complain more today, me or your toddler. I would like to actually hang out with your toddler because I think we have a lot in common today. All right, here we go. I have others. Okay, this article, this one was good. Are you ready? And I want you to tell me how many people are surprised by this article. I loved it. Okay, here we go. Patients have better outcomes with female surgeons, study finds. What? I'm not surprised. People who are operated on by female surgeons are less likely to experience complications and need follow-up care than males yielding the scalpel, according to two major studies that suggest that male surgeons have important lessons to learn. Girl, boom, boom. That's a point for us. Point for us. What? Doctors in Canada and Sweden reviewed more than 1 million patient records from two separate medical registers and found that patients seen by female surgeons had significantly better outcomes with fewer problems in the months after the operation. What? I always try to find female. I've seen so many doctors in general, and women are better overall. I have heart surgery tomorrow by a male surgeon. Thanks. Oh, sorry. Bob, maybe he has female tendencies. Maybe he likes pink. I don't know, Bob. It's going to be fine that day. It'll be great. Hold on. Let me check the bagel. Let's turn it. Everybody think about all the surgeries you've had. How many were female versus male? Oh my gosh, if there is no, okay. I'm about to freak out. Alright, hold on. Oh, this is gonna be nice. I'm gonna be like a person. Okay. I'm sorry. More male than female. My surgeon for my shoulder was female and she was great. My surgery tomorrow was a male. Should I cancel? Yeah, no, don't cancel. You'll be fine. I just thought it was an interesting article. The researchers are investigating potential reasons for the differences, but the record suggests that female surgeons tend to operate more slowly and may achieve better results by taking their time in the operating theater. Dr. Christopher Wallace, who led one of the studies at Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto, said the findings should prompt male surgeons to reflect on their approach to surgery and learn from female colleagues the benefits of their patients. As a male surgeon, I think this data should cause me and my colleagues to pause and consider why this may be. They looked at complications, readmissions to hospitals, and death rates after surgery of nearly 1.2 million Ontario patients between 2007 and 19. And the records included 15 different surgical procedures: heart, brain, bones, organ, and blood vessels. 13% of patients treated by male surgeons had adverse post-operative events. And the equivalent for female surgeons is 12.5. So it's just like a little. Patients seen by female surgeons fared better 1 year after surgery, with 20% having an adverse post-operative event compared to 25% in male doctors. A second study in Sweden paints a similar picture. Stockholm reviewed patient outcomes, removal of gallbladder. They found patients treated by female surgeons suffered fewer complications and had shorter hospital stays. And they operated more slowly. All right, so those of you having surgeries coming up by male surgeons, this is what you're going to, you just got to go in. You got to bring the article. Don't do that. And you got to say, now listen, I got a few tips for you before you begin. Take your time. All right, you don't need to be home for dinner. Do not rush this. I will report you. Don't. No. But apparently taking your time is not something surgeons are doing in general, or at least male surgeons are not doing as well as female surgeons are. Isn't that interesting? Way too much heart and lost surgery. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Look at Canada. Spine surgery was a male, gallbladder removal was a female. And which one was that had a better recovery? Interesting. Now that I think about it, we don't have any surgeons that watch this show. Do you think that means anything? I don't know if she didn't start to make sure there was one after finding is that what the tumor was. Men rushing things? Shocking. Shocking. How do you think we'd all feel if, like, one day there was like, Dina, I am a surgeon. Hard as a rock. I watch your show every day. I'd be like, you do? Why? Why are you here? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, don't you have something better to do? No. No. So maybe right before your surgery to say with a male doctor, good luck. Do you have anywhere to be today? I'm back here for surgery. No. Like, do you have to like pick up your kids or anything after work? I'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll be like, I'm really somebody I've ever been brought to another hospital and they found the issues. He had an ego and wouldn't believe it. So maybe just check in and be like, do you have somebody to pick up the kid? Take your time. I thought it was interesting. Jim said, my guy surgeon worked on me for almost 8 hours. He looked worse than me when he was done. He did a great job. That's crazy. It is kind of crazy. I don't know how they do what they do. Can you imagine if somebody's like, Dina, we need you to cut into the brain and only perform this very tiny surgery, but don't hit any important parts. I don't think you guys want to hear a joke instead. Like, I don't know. Ophelia. Although I said, Dina, thank goodness your show was last week in Myrtle Beach. Yeah, I don't know how I would have fared in Myrtle Beach with a hurricane. Yeah. So I'm glad. I'm hoping everybody's hanging in. You made me hungry. I'm making an omelet. Any advice for a heartbroken son? Let's talk about it. Lynn, at some point, every mother of a son has had to sit with said heartbroken son and listen and be supportive and not say a lot of words, Lynn. You're not allowed to say a lot of words. My hair, it's just too much. I will say that in our family, especially, we talk about distraction a lot. Oh, make him his favorite foods. Always good. I find distraction works really well. So like anytime any of my kids, go through a breakup or they like somebody and the person doesn't like them back. Those are hard days. Well, our rule when I was growing up, if somebody broke up with me, which was often, we would go to the Palace Diner, which was in Berlin. I think it's still there. And you would get a heartbreak milkshake. And it somehow made it better. But at this point, my thing is distraction. Like the worst thing you want to do is just sit around and lament. Now there's a certain amount of lamenting you should do. You have to. You have to lament, you have to cry. And then at some point you have to say, let's just go do something. Mm-hmm. My dad takes anyone who's sad for ice cream. Exactly. That was the only bright side. Like I'd be getting broken up with and I'd be crying. I'd be, I don't know what's wrong with me. I thought my hair looked nice. Let's go get a milkshake. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My mom, my stories is not around anymore. No, they just turned it into a different restaurant, which is a shame because it was iconic. My mom bought Oreos for heartbreaks. Mm-hmm. My mom, anytime somebody was broken up with, she'd tell the story of my Aunt Anne. Mm-hmm. I was once taken for a ride by my boyfriend when I was 16. I thought he was doing a romantic drive, and I found out a week later he was going to break up with me, but I was swooning over the drive, and he felt bad to end it at that moment. He's away at college. It's harder to help him long distance. That is harder. Tanya, please tell your dad that Missy's sad. And if he could meet her in Delaware with a milkshake, that would be great. I bet your dad could start literally a whole business of just driving up and down the East Coast, taking ladies out for milkshakes, sad ladies. It could literally be his full-time job. You know how there are those moms that will just come and hug young people at like gay pie parades where their parents don't talk to them anymore. And there's just a mom just standing there hugging people. That's your dad, except it's not at a gay event. It could be, but it's mostly after breakups and it's mostly milkshakes. I feel like you can see the similarities, you know what I'm saying? Care packages are great at college. My boys still haven't had girlfriends yet. Well, Carrie, get ready. Because you will see them cry like a baby. You're like, okay, all right. So my mom used to say, and Ann used to say all the time, because my grandma, Di's mom, Rudy, you know, seven sisters. And Ann used to say to all the sisters, if you like a boy and he is not into you, you got to let it go. Because there's another bus coming down the street full of fellas. You got to wait for your bus. That's the thing. You got to tell your son, there's another bus coming. You got another. My son's girlfriend broke up with him and he didn't tell me. And he took, oh, Mary Beth, I'm so sorry. Mary Beth, you just took my breath away. I think it is hard for boys, men, people to talk about their feelings. We talk about feelings a lot, maybe too much. But I am a big proponent. A whole bus. There's a whole bus coming. My son married his one and only girlfriend he liked since he was 12 years old from church, and now he's 21 and they have two kids. Oh my gosh, Aaron. Aunt Irene told me that when I was upset over a breakup once. I miss your grandma. Yep. It's very funny, the ladies from that generation. Maybe it was just with age that you just kind of get to the point where you're like, listen, I think the bus missed my stop. I think it drove by. It definitely waved. It waved to me. But then it kept going. And Maria's like, my bus got lost. And yeah. So it's tough to manage those breakups, you know? And I feel like when we're so far beyond it, I mean, there's kind of a craziness to the fact that, you know, I would have been married for 25 years, right? I don't know that I would have been able to relate so much to my kids and how devastating it is and gut-wrenching. Until now, recently, back in the dating scene, and you're like, this is awful. This is horrible. So it is kind of funny to be able to, you know, talk to my kids. Yeah. So I think it's important. I think the thing that I think to myself is like, when your kids say stuff like that, is to take it serious, you know, to sit down and to talk to them. I think that kids are kind of funny. They might not. There are some kids that will just come crying and it's obvious and there's lots of hugs. And then there's some kids that'll just kind of give like one sentence, like, oh, I'm just, things aren't great. And, you know, sometimes you gotta be able to hear that and be like, hey, you know, do you want to sit down and chat? So yeah. You think you find a guy and then poof, they turned into an a-hole. Mm-hmm. So, Boob, do you want to come up? While Lulu's not listening. Come here. She's sleeping. Here we go. This is your chance. I don't know why she's afraid of this chair. Mm-hmm. My daughter went through her first breakup last year. It was terrible. Terrible. And the worst thing you could do is say, I didn't like her anyway. Can't say that. Although I will say it's funny to me, like, if somebody breaks the heart, like if one of my kids get their heart broken, the other two will be like, what is wrong with that person that they don't want to be with you? You are amazing. Just, they're adorable. Adorable. You know what my favorite thing is? My favorite thing is when I would get dumped often. And then like your friends do that thing where they're just like, he doesn't deserve you. That's my favorite thing to say, to hear. Because I feel like we all get into our little hole and we're like, I'm horrible. Nobody likes me. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then all you need is your bestie girlfriend to come up and be like, girl, you got this. And here's the thing. Sometimes that advice doesn't even come from your bestie girlfriend. Sometimes your bestie girlfriend isn't even around and you'll just end up in a dirty bathroom crying on a horrible date. Not going to say this might have recently happened. And random women that you may never, you don't know, and you may never see again will see you crying and not know you and be at a fancy restaurant. I'm not speaking from very specific experience, and come over to you and be like, what happened? I'd be like, I thought I was on a nice date and it wasn't a nice date. It was a horrible date. And now I don't know how to sit around and my girlfriend's not answering the phone. And I thought he was going to murder me, but he didn't. Instead, he was just, and then this, and then they listen. And they're like, first of all, I don't know you. Okay. I just met you, but I think you're amazing. You know, and then they're like, he doesn't deserve you. I've known you for 5 minutes in a dirty bathroom. And I think you're amazing. You don't need this. You do not need this. And you're like, I don't. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The fact that my ex's friends comforted me after I broke up, that meant a lot to me. He really didn't deserve me. Exactly. I feel like it's the best thing that you can say. He don't deserve you. Anybody that got you crying in the bathroom, he don't deserve your loveliness. I don't know who needs to hear this today, but it goes. And it's not to say that that person's a bad person. It's just that it's not a good match and you got to hear it. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing is that we've had experiences here where hearts have been broken, and not because it wasn't a good match. It wasn't a good time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, listen, I think that you're both lovely people. And I've had to come. I think it's really hard when you have a son and a girl breaks his heart because you're like, what is wrong with you? He is an angel. And that doesn't help. He is a beautiful, handsome angel. And that probably shouldn't be said out loud. Being able to say, listen, because you can't say anything bad because then they won't listen, is that, you know what? This just wasn't the right time. And all you have to do is watch any Meg Ryan movie and you'll see that there wasn't a good time. And then, and then it works out. I had an uncomfortable headed conversation in a restaurant and a woman from the other kept looking at me like, do you need me, girl? I felt so seen and backed up by a stranger. Girl, that's what I'm saying. Wait, what is it? The best is the woman's bathroom in a bar. It's so uplifting and empowering in there. I'm telling you. Yeah, I have to stay quiet with my oldest because him and his girlfriend keep breaking up and getting back together. Yeah, can't say anything. Just talk about timing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, curly top. It's going to happen. And I think the hard part for all of us is we think that we know the right time. We're like, this is it. Like anytime soon would be the right time. And God's like, no. Because there's somebody else wrapped up in a bad relationship right now. they need to get out of that. That's your person. So we're just waiting for him or her to be done there so that you can meet, and you can't rush it. I think that that's the frustration. And I don't even mean just with men or women or relationships, jobs, moves, kids. I have an idea of what the timeline is. And I'm going to be honest, God does not agree. No, it's funny. It's funny. I do. I felt like that when I was dating. I feel like I felt like that when I was looking for a house. Like I was getting, when Jim and I were looking for houses years ago, I was like, this is the house. This is the one. And I was already married to it. I had already moved in my mind. I had picked up all those. I'm going to take those flowers, move them over here. Like I had full moved into houses and I had planned my life. And then we would move, we'd lose the house. And then I'd be devastated. I feel like we do the same thing with people. We'd be like, this is it. I will marry him and he will be the father of my children and we will have a beautiful life. And then like, wait, I'm not getting this house. I'm not getting this person. Wait. Yeah. See, Kathy said, God definitely led me to my husband. Mm-hmm. I think there's been a need to find a little bit more before settling. And I've said that, Lucy, like, I was like, you met too early. I was like, he was dating a girl once. There was a lot between the two of them. And she had never had a boyfriend before. And I was like, dude, you got to give her some time. She got to go and live some life. And you have to go live some life. And if you're meant to come together. Yeah, it's like a choose your own adventure, but you don't know the best way to get through the story. You just got to go with it. I feel like we started a conversation about our sons and sending love and somehow made it like real about ourselves in the girl bathroom. But I think it's great that your son is talking to you about it. And to me, I really do think that the relationship between a son and his mom is one of the most important. It's Tim. And I think that the fact that he's talking to you is a great thing. And it means that he's going to be fine. And it probably means he's going to pick a great partner who is able to just talk to him about things and feelings. And it's a morning. So I would just keep sending them some good notes and some care packages, maybe do a pop-in surprise visit. Be like, hey. Maybe invite them on a holiday trip in December. But I would just say, get them out, get them to do things. Be like, hey, I'm going to send you some money. You and your friends go to the movies. You know, just anything that doesn't have to do with the girl. All right.
Buongiorno. Come va?
I don't know what you're saying.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Bene.
Bene. Muy bien. So today is Thursday, I believe. My dog, that wasn't our doorbell, you goofballs. Yeah, there you go. I know. So today's Thursday. So if you haven't had a chance, make sure that you check out the tour information. Let me see if I can pull it up. We had a great response to our launch yesterday. Let's see. It was very exciting. Hold on. Let me show you. Boom, boom. Oh, look how pretty it is. We launched yesterday for our tour. Let me see a ball drop. Are always double entendres. I know. I think we had 45 people sign up already. So it's on. It is on. You know, we're always looking to top the prior year's number. So hopefully we'll get some more people. Last year, I think we had 63 in Philly. So I'm hoping that we get in the 60s. I don't know. But it's very exciting. And I think there's 23 going to see six. Also, we're going to try to get the single night ticket on sale in the next few days or so. So if you are thinking about maybe joining us for just the one night, I want to sign up. That's a scary one for me. Charlie, do it. You'll have a great time. And we are going to try to kind of put together a list of the people who are coming as like singletons to try to like give you a list of other people that are coming in case you wanted to, you know, room with people or whatever. So it's exciting. So Carol, if you're 20 minutes away, maybe there's some parts of it. Maybe you can join us for the Friday night party or join us for six. So we're always trying to, Jamie's coming to six. Okay, good. I said, almost said, take me with you. You should have. That friend is me. Boom. So anyway, so that's it. So hopefully everybody can find something that they can attend and join us for. It's an exciting time for sure for our trip. And it's almost Friday, so keep that in mind. I'll be heading down to the shore today to flip the house. And yeah, hopefully, I don't know. My mind is in like 10 different places. I don't know if that's making sense, but whatever. Just remember what Judy from Saskatoon says. Have a great day and do something nice for yourself. Do some self-care. Go get yourself a milkshake. Go see some friends. Go to lunch. Do something fun. Plan something fun this weekend. I am going to bring some kids to college. Do some gardening. Nothing truly fantastical, but it should be fun. And that's it. So thanks for watching as always. We'll be here tomorrow morning. And I hope you have a great day and a blessed day. And I think we have a guest tomorrow. I think. So stay tuned for that. Michelle will post a picture if we do. I'm sure we do. But it should be fun. So thanks for watching as always. And I'll see you guys tomorrow morning here in the kitchen. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.
Because...